I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. The Texas National Guard has arrived as part of an immigration effort at action in Illinois. This comes after weeks of strong objections from local and state leaders, including Governor J.B. Pritzker. He says the Trump administration has not contacted his office at all. The governor told Sun-Times reporter Tina Svondelis that he was told to expect a call from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth this past Saturday.
Turns out that Pete Hegseth was at a football game, and he was doing push-ups to, you know, as part of a show of Guinness Book of World Records record they were trying to make of number of people doing push-ups at the same time. So he was out having fun after saying that he was going to call me.
Illinois and Chicago are suing the Trump administration to block the deployment. Former Adjutant General Richard Hayes said on NPR's Morning Edition, National Guard troops being deployed from Texas cannot perform law enforcement in Illinois unless President Trump invokes the Insurrection Act.
All soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, Space Guardians, they have a duty to follow legal orders just as much as they have a duty to not follow illegal ones. So you're duty-bound either direction.
Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul says he doesn't trust the Trump administration to only give legal orders to the troops. And the Trump administration says funds from a U.S. government program that subsidizes commercial air service to rural airports are set to expire Sunday because of an ongoing partial government shutdown. The U.S. Transportation Department said the subsidies in the Essential Air Service program will end Sunday after the department transferred unrelated funding from the Federal Aviation Administration as an advance unless a government funding standoff is resolved. U.S. Department of Transportation will stop reimbursing carriers on Sunday under the program and told them they can stop flights they had signed contracts to fly, according to a notice seen by Reuters. Airports that could be impacted include Veterans Airport of Southern Illinois, the Cape Girardeau Regional Airport, and Barkley Regional Airport in Paducah. You can learn more on WSIU.org.